Speak the truth even if your voice shakes. Benjamin D. Cox was a well-respected emergency room nurse who worked in the isolated town of Nuvik, Northwest Territories. For 4 years, Ben followed the rules in his occupation. This all changed the day he injected himself with morphine while at work. Ben lost it all, his marriage and his career. This is his story.
My name is Ben Cox, and I grew up in St. Anthony, Newfoundland. I was 13 when I left there. My parents split up, so I moved around a couple times with my mom to Ontario and Cape Breton. And didn't do very well in high school in Cape Breton, so got into a bit of trouble there as a juvenile. And my dad came and got me, brought me back to live with him in Rodica.
This move back to Newfoundland would change Ben's life. He did well in high school and attended St. Avex University.
I took a nursing degree, and I loved my job. I was really good at it. I loved helping people. Both my parents were nurses, so it was a good fit for me.
This all changed one night in a Nuvik hospital when Ben decided to inject opiates while on night shift. Ben recounts that night he abused narcotics at work.
I'd say about 2 years into my career up north, it was one night on night shift that I got it in my head for various reasons to try a wastage, the excess of the narcotic. It was morphine at the time, and I ended up trying it and realizing that I liked the way I felt on it. That was the start that began a two-year of me experimenting with narcotics at work, starting it with wastages and then moving on to forging narcotic sheets and taking what I wanted to from a narcotic stockroom. And I told nobody, so I kept this secret and kept nursing, keeping appearances up, and no one knew, not even my wife at the time, what I was doing until 2011. And it all came out when a paper trail led to me getting brought into an office and put on suspension and then pending an investigation.
The feeling of that secret he kept is forever etched in Ben's mind. He describes the emotions he felt that night and has some advice for anyone who is battling a workplace addiction.
I was scared that I was going to not be able to function on it, but I was the lone nurse there. So I didn't want to take too much, so I kept the dose minimal and realized that I could still function on it. So the initial paranoia gave way to euphoria, and being that I did like the feeling, so I knew I would do it again. So, like I say, I was scared that I wouldn't be able to function, but that gave way after I realized I could function on it, and I could. I had a high tolerance for it, as evidenced later on as I was increasing the doses and stuff. So I was very nervous, but then I began to condone it in my head, thinking that I knew enough about the drugs as a nurse that I could use it without it affecting my career and my life, but that was just my head playing tricks on me. So it's hard to say to come forward, because that is the big fear that I had as a nurse. I didn't want to lose my license, and that's exactly what happened. So if you can find and seek help and treatment elsewhere, it would be the best thing for you, but you have to admit you have that problem. And I find as nurses, we're really weary about admitting we have problems. We're thinking that we're the ones to solve the problems and not the ones that need help. So it's a big obstacle for healthcare professionals to admit they have a problem. It took me getting caught to admit I had a problem and then getting charged. And that really scared me to the point that I knew I really needed help. I wasn't a nurse anymore. I was just a normal person who really needed help.
Since hitting rock bottom, Ben has turned his life around by sharing his autobiography with others. While in rehab, he wrote a tell-all book which began his journey of healing. He sold every copy. By telling his story, he hopes to inspire anyone with a drug addiction to speak the truth, even if your voice shakes. For Kicker News, I'm Arthur Green.